This is NetVets, a series exploring the knowledge, challenges, and experiences of Boy Scout veterans.
My name is Maurice Champagne, and I spent 10 years in the Marine Corps. I rose to the rank of Staff Sergeant over time. When I got out of the Marine Corps in December 1968, there was a lot of animosity toward servicemen in the United States. Out on the West Coast, it was really bad. And I can remember very strongly when I walked out the gate upon receiving my discharge, a crowd calling names and actually spitting at us, you know, those of us that came out the gate. And I'm in civilian clothes, and I'm not in the Marine Corps anymore. And I get, you know, baby killer and murderer, and it was just, it was terrible, you know. It's like, I'm wondering, why are you people treat me like that? I'm just doing what I'm told and trying to protect the country, you know, and keep our way of life going. Once I got away from California, I went back to Pine Ridge. The anti-war sentiment thing went away, but then I had the Lakota Ojibwe thing, you know, rabbit killer. There was some animosity still going on at that time. 3-4 months, and I had to get away from Pine Ridge. Although I tried to stick around in the vicinity so I could see my children, but that didn't work out either. You know, as far as having, you know, anybody to back me up, being in the military and coming out, you know, it was just, nobody just talked about it in Pine Ridge. We just kind of let that go. But as I got into other areas, as I moved around and people would find out, then, of course, I would start getting some of that again as I was traveling. I went back out to California and Oregon and places of that nature working.
So when you tried to think of an ally, basically silence was your ally.
Yeah. Probably about as good as you can get it. If I didn't say anything, then nobody else would say anything. But if I let it be known I'd been in the Marines, or if I have a Marine Corps tattoo on my arm, if I took my shirt off in the summertime, then I would occasionally get a little question about that.
When you left the military in 68, and how the military are treated today is night and day.
Absolutely.
So how, when did things start to change, maybe, in your opinion?
About 3 years ago was the first time I noticed the real big change, where for the first time somebody actually thanked me for my service.
3 years ago?
3 years ago.
That was over 40 years. Wow.
I cried. I literally cried. Finally, the media has gotten to a little more neutral way of portraying things, whereas in back in the 60s and 70s, everything was totally negative. Everything they were portraying about the military and what our mission was totally negative. And now they managed to turn it around to where it's at least neutral. And people are understanding that, it's like our young military that have been to Afghanistan, and we're putting our lives on the line, basically. It was kind of my rejoinder to some of these people now. It's like, well, what did you do during the war? Some of them have no answer. Some will start spouting some ideology of some sort. It's just one of those, some it's kind of hard to deal with overall, but eventually, you know, can't leave it under the covers forever. You know, it keeps popping up, so you got to deal with it.
NetVets was produced by the Net Lake Radio Project and made possible by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.